Okay, good morning everybody, and Freiluchin Zos Chanukah. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Chaf Dalid. We are holding on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We are at about 7 lines from the end of the page of Vesu Rabbi Mani Berei. Last word of the line is Berei. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minion, Lizchus Rufu Shlema for Aryeh David Halevi Ben Yehudas Shira, and also by Avi and Esti Goldstein and family, Lizecher Nishmas, their beloved son, Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham, my dear Talmud, upon his third yahrzeit, which is Wednesday, the 4th of Teves. His neshama should have an aliyah, and we thank Avi and Esti so very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, as we said, on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to continue telling stories of great people and their tefilos. We're going to have a story of how Rabbi Yossi Demin Yukras, though, had no rachmanus on his own son and his own daughter, and that's why one of his leading talmidim left and didn't want to learn by him anymore. The Gemara is going to tell us the miraculous story with Rabbi Eliezer Ish Barta, and then it's going to tell us two stories of the Beinasiya being Gozer Tainis, and then we're going to have several stories of people whose tefilos for rain were answered immediately, that as soon as they said Masha Faruach, the wind started howling. As soon as they said Marta Geshem, the rain started coming down. Then we're going to have a couple of stories of Rava making it rain with his davening, that even in the off-season, he was able, even in the summertime, he was able to make it rain with his davening. And then the Gemara is going to conclude and going into tomorrow's daf with 8 different stories about Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. So as you expect in this Pirkei de Chasida, a lot more agadata, a lot of ma'aselach from the Gemara, from which we can learn a great deal. So says the Gemara, Vesu Rabbi Mani Berei, Havukam Mitzarei. Another story, Rabbi Mani, the son of Rabbi Yona, Havukam Mitzarei Le Debei Nasiya. The people of the Bei Nasiya, of the Beis Hanasi, were bothering him. Vishtatech al Kivra Davua. So he went to his father's kever, to Rabbi Yona's kever. So Amalei, he said, Abba, Abba. So Rabbi Mani said to his father, Rabbi Yona, Abba, Abba, Hani Mitzarei, the people from the Beis Hanasi are bothering me. One time the people from the Beis Hanasi were passing by the cave where he was buried. Inkut kara disusvasaihu, and the legs of their horses were trapped in the ground, and the horses weren't able to move until they were makabel upon themselves that they weren't going to be mitzairim anymore. The Marsha writes, you see from this story that apparently Mesim know about the tsar that Chayim are going through. There's a big discussion in Maseches Brachos. Do Mesim know what's going on in this world, or do Mesim have no idea what's going on in this world? So the Marsha says the implication of this Gemara is that the father knew that the son was in Tsar. Tosos and Sota Dafla Medalin, however, writes that it could be that when a person is mispalel al kever, they tell them that Ploni wrote to kach v'kach, that so and so wants such a thing. But just in general, the Mesim are not aware of our every move down here in this world. So it's not necessarily a raya because he dafka went to be mispalel there. V'sur Rabbi Mana v'shkeach kamed Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. Rabbi Mana used to find himself a lot, used to make himself available by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. So Rabbi Mani said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Atiri de Beichami, the wealthy people of my father-in-law's house, come tzarily, are causing me a lot of tzar, meaning, I'm never good enough, because they're all so wealthy, and, the in-laws are making my life difficult. So Amrli Anu, so Rabbi Yitzchak said, good, let them be poor, and then they won't have such gaiva anymore. The Anu, and they became poor. So Amr Kadachuli said, this is even worse, now they're asking me for tzedakah all the time. You know, I'd rather than not be asking me. So Amar Liatru, okay, so let them be rich. Viatru, and they went back to being rich. Amar Lo Mekabli Alayin Shibesi. Rabbi Mani said to Rabbi Yitzchak that my wife is not pretty enough. So Amar Lei Mashma. So he said, okay, what's her name? Chana. He said, her name is Chana. Tisyapi Chana, a bracha that Chana should become more beautiful. Vinisyapi, since she became more beautiful. Amar Lei Kamigandra Alay. She said, all of a sudden, she's such a big balgaiva, she's making me feel unworthy of having her. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yachi Tachzor Chana L'Shachrisa. Good, so let her go back to being ugly. V'chazor Chana L'Shachrisa. And she went back to being not as attractive. It's interesting, by the first Maisa, he didn't ask what the names of these Ashirim were. It sounds like he dafka needed Chana's name in order to be Mispalel, otherwise he wouldn't be able to be being mispalel. I mean, this is the issue of whether you need the name of a chola or something like that when you're being mispalel for a chola. We assume you don't really need the name. It's nice in that it helps with your kavana, but the Ribbono Shel Olam knows who you're talking about. So these two stories give different indications as to whether you need the name of the person. There are two talmidim by Rabbi Yisrael ben Eliyashiv. Amrulei nibayim marachem eilan dinichkim tuva. Daven for us that we should become great chachamim. Amrulu imi haisu shlachtia. I used to have that capacity to be able to daven for such things, but I no longer have the ability to daven for such things. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin have shchiyah kamed Rabbi Yossi dimin yukras. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin was a talmid of Rabbi Yossi dimin yukras. But shavkei vasal kamed Rav Ashi. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin left the yeshiva of Rabbi Yossi dimin yukras and instead went to learn by Rav Ashi. So yomachad shamei. One time, Rabbi Yossi bar Avin heard Rav Ashi teaching the Kagaris Amar Shmuel Hashola Dag Min Hayam Shabbos Kivin Shavish Bal Ksela Chay. That Shmuel, he was teaching the statement of Shmuel in Masech Shabbos Tavkuv Zayin, that if a person lifts a fish out of the water on Shabbos, as soon as an area of its skin is dry, an area the size of a sela is dry, you chayev skila for the Av Melacha of Netilas Neshama. And even if you throw it back into the water while it's still jumping around, it's too late. You've already killed it. So he was saying over that teaching. Sfasemus and Masech Shabbos Tavkuv Zayin says that the chiyuv begins from the time you lift it out of the water. The chiyuv is nigmar when it's yavesh kesela, when there's an area of its body that's dry like the size of a sela. Nafkamina is that if you remember that it's Shabbos before it's dry like a sela, you're pata from a chatos, because in order to be chayv a chatos, you need chilas of a sofa b'shogeg. But if it became mazed somewhere in the middle, meaning in the middle of the malacha, became mazed, like over here, where when you pulled it out, you didn't know that it was Shabbos, but then you realize it was Shabbos before the malacha was finished, before it dried out, then you're not going to be chayiv a carbon chatos. Or enough, Kamina says the Sfasem, it's a big chiddush. If you're sholat dag b'Shabbos, but it only becomes dry on Motzai Shabbos, you did it right before the end of Shabbos, you pulled the fish out of the water, and it only dried to the point where it was definitely going to die on Motzai Shabbos. So then you're not going to be chayiv because the malacha is not over yet. One would have thought, not that way. There are malachas that just take time. You put bread in an oven, and then it bakes, but it only bakes on Motzai Shabbos because you put the bread, the dough in the oven right at the end of Shabbos. Or more obviously, there's a whole discussion in Chassidut about this, you plant a seed in the ground. You plant a seed in the ground, it's not going to take root on Shabbos, it's going to take some time to take root, and that for sure you're going to be chayiv. So when do we say that it's a long malacha, when the malacha takes time, that it's a long malacha and you're not chayiv unless the whole thing happens on Shabbos? And when do we say that no, you did the maisa, and if you did the maisa on Shabbos, then you're chayiv for Shabbos? And even though it takes longer until it actually happens. So anyway, so he was teaching this halacha of Shmuel. So Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, the new Talmud in the yeshiva, said to Rav Ashi, "Velemamar, you should add a different condition into that." Shmuel, there was more detail in Shmuel's teaching that ubein snapirav, that the area on the body of the fish that has to dry out in order for you to be chayiv, in order to be guarantee that the fish is going to die, is if the area on the body that it dries out is bein snapirav. Rashi writes that Shmuel says this in the case where it was already trapped from Erev Shabbos, and therefore you're not chayiv from the malacha of tzad. You're only chayiv for the malacha of netilas neshama. The Gvuras Ari brings a raya that Rashi says that Shmuel's talking about a mezid that is chayiv misa, and that's why Rashi says that it has to be where you're only chayiv mishum netilas neshama. Because if we're talking about where you're chayiv mishum tzeda, what difference does it make whether it's yavesh bo kasela as far as netilas neshama? The second you're tzad, the second you trap it, you're already chayiv mishum tzeda. Rabbeinu Gershom says, though, that if it's yavesh bo kasela, you're chayiv also mishum tzeda and also mishum netilas neshama. Gam mishum ze v'gam mishum ze. Meaning he assumes that the whole discussion is about shogeg. You know, if it's a chiv misa, it's only going to happen once. You're only going to get killed once. But if it's a shogeg, it's chatos. So how many korbanos chatos do you have over here? So that's the difference between Rashi versus Rabbeinu Gershom. Rashi understands that the chiv is about the discussion is about a chiv misa. There's only going to be one chiv misa. Rabbeinu Gershom understands that the discussion is about you did it b'shogeg, it's chiv chatos. There could be multiple chiv chatos. But bottom line is that the new Talmud in the yeshiva, Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, corrected Rav Ashi, said that there's more nuance nuance in Shmuel's teaching, and you should have mentioned that nuance. Samlei Ravashi said to Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin, Lo Savar Lamar, Tahir Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin Amara. That's the famous statement of Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin. What are you, new Talmud, taking credit for a statement of Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin? I'm like, Ananiyu, I am Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin. I forgot to introduce myself when I came to the yeshiva. That's who I am. Amalei Sravashi said, wait a second. V'lav kamed Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukras hava shechiach mar. Weren't you a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukras? What are you doing in my yeshiva? So Amalei, Rabbi Yossi Rabin said, hey, yes, I'm a Talmud of, I was a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukras. So Amalei, my time is shafke mar va'asa'acha. Why would you leave Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukras? Come learn by me. So Amalei, gavra da al berev al barte lochas, alai didi hechi chayas. Because the Rabbi has to have some rachmanis on his talmidim, and the Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukras doesn't even have rachmanis on his own children. On his son and daughter, he has no rachmanis, so I couldn't be comfortable that he would ever be nice to me, that he would ever have rachmanis on me. So there's a story there. So it says, where Bray Mahi, what's the story where he didn't have rachmanis on the son? One time there were workers that he hired that were doing their malach in the field, Nagaluhu, and he was late in coming back to give them v'loi silu rifta, so he didn't feed them, he didn't give his workers to eat. So the workers saw Rabbi Yossi Ben Yukras' son around, and he said, Kafinan, we're starving over here. Your father's supposed to provide us with lunch. It's part of our compensation. Haviyasi tu seteina. So they were sitting under a fig tree. So Amar, the son said, Te'ena te'ena tziyu perusayich v'yachul pa'alei abba. Te'ena, please produce fruit so that my father's workers will have what to eat. So afiku v'achlu, and right away the te'ena produced fruit, and they ate it. So even though you're not allowed to eat from Maisa Nisim, so the Achronim explained that, a te'ena tree is supposed to produce te'enim. Just normally you have to wait a while for it to happen. So it just sped up the process. That's not so much of a maisenes. So they were allowed to eat from it. So they ate the fruits. Adachi vachi asavua. In the meantime, the father came back home. Armalui said to the workers, Lo tin kutku b'daitaychu, tahaydinaghana amitzvah tarichna. He said, don't be upset at me. The reason I'm late is because I was busy doing a mitzvah. Vatashtu desagai, and just took this long for me to finish the mitzvah. So Armalei, the worker said, no, don't worry about it. Rachman alisabech, kihechi dispan brech. Hashem should satiate you the same way your son satiated us. They gave him a bracha. The Marshal says, why did they give him a bracha? They should have given the son a bracha. He's the one that gave them the food. So he says, no, they understood that it was in his zuchus that the te'ena produced the fruits, that it wasn't in the son's zuchus. So they gave him a bracha. Samalu mehecha, he says, well, wait a second, where did my son have any food to give you? Samalu, they said, well, hachi v'hachi avamaisa. It was unbelievable. We were instead sitting under a fig tree. Your son spoke to the tree and it started producing fruit. It was incredible. Samalu, he said to his son, B'ni, ata trachtos koncha lo'tzia te'ena perosah shalom b'zmana. You were matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mishana derech hateva, to do something shalom derech hateva, so that the tree should produce fruit when it's not the proper zman. Ye osif shalom b'zmana. You should die when it's not your proper zman. So that was a tremendous lack of rachmanos on his son. Barti mahi, what was the lack of rachmanos on his daughter? Havili barti balas yofi. He had a daughter that was beautiful. Yomachad chazilu gavra. One time he saw a guy, davakari b'utza v'kachazila, who was poking a hole in a wall in order to look at his daughter, so to peep on his daughter. So Amrlo, so Rabbi Yossi said, my hi, what are you doing? Amrlo, Rabbi, you're not going to give her to me for a shidduch, so at least let me see her. So Amrlo, he said, Biti, he told his daughter, you're causing tsar to people because you're so attractive. Shuvi lafarech, you should go back to the dirt. And then people won't be nichshal with you anymore. The Ben Yoyada says the reason that he wasn't mekalel her that she should become ugly rather than that she should die is because he didn't want to be mishana the derech hateva. Everyone dies, not everyone's looks change. So just like he got angry at his son that he was matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mishana the derech hateva, he didn't want to be guilty of the same thing. But Misa is not a shinoi mi derech hateva so much. The Mashal writes that this is why he didn't do properly. He should have cursed her that she should become ugly rather than that she should die. This whole thing is very troubling, obviously, and there's a lot of commentary about this in terms of what exactly is really going on over here. We have to understand that in Divrei Agadah, when Chazal speak, they're speaking in code in a certain sense. But I sort of Zilberstein has like 10 pages in Chashukei Chemed trying to explain why he behaved in such a way. Right? Why? What was it? Rabbi Yossi ben Is it? Rabbi Yossi Dmin Yukras. Why is Rabbi Yossi Dmin Yukras behaved in such a way? So the Gemara talks about the godless of Rabbi Yossi Dmin Yukras, that Havilei Ahu Chamra, he had a certain donkey, Kedava Agrila, that when he would rent it out, Kol Yom Lu'urta Avu Mishadrila Agra Agabava Asi Lebe Mara. When people would rent the donkey, they'd put the rental fee on the back of the donkey, and on its own, it would walk right back to him. V'tavala Obatri Lolo Asya. But if you put too little or too much money on it, he wouldn't come back. The donkey itself wouldn't move. One time, the person who was renting the donkey accidentally left his shoes on the back of the donkey. And he wouldn't move. The donkey wouldn't budge until they took off the shoes from it. And only then it went. Because you see, the donkey was so honest, he didn't want to bring even the extra pair of shoes. Elazar Ishbirta was a unique individual that whenever the Gabbai Tzedakah would see him, he would hide from him. Because he was so generous that whenever he saw the Gabbai Tzedakah, he would just give him everything he had. Whatever he had, he would just empty his wallet to give to the Gabbai Tzedakah. One day he was going to the Shuk in order to get in the Dunya, in order to get a dowry for his daughter, to marry off his daughter. Chazu Gabbai Tzedakah, the Gabbai Tzedakah saw him, Tashumine, the Gabbai Tzedakah hid from him. He didn't want he didn't want him to not be able to make a chasna for his daughter, to be Meshadech his daughter. Azal Vrat Basrayu, but Elazar Ishbarta saw the Gabbai Tzedakah and he chased after him. Amalu, tell me what mitzvah you're involved in collecting for now. So they said, we're actually helping to marry off a Yasom and a Yasoma. Well, they should come before my daughter. My daughter has a father. A father who gives away all of his money, but she has a father. So Shakal called Avos Ba'Devi Avlu. He took everything that he had and he gave it to them. Except he had one zuz left in his hand. And he used that zuz to buy a little bit of wheat. And he put the wheat in a storage facility. His daughter came, his wife came rather, and his wife said to the daughter, what did your father bring from the market for your nedunya? She said, she didn't know, you know, she knew the mother would be upset. So she said, whatever he brought, it's up, it's in the storage facility. I don't want to be the one to tell you. You can check yourself. The wife went to open the door of the garage. And she saw it was full of wheat. The door was jammed because it was so overflowing and packed with wheat. So the daughter saw this and she was amazed. She went to the base medrash. Armelain, she told her father, unbelievable. Look what Hashem, who loves you so much, look what he just did for you. So Armelain, the father said, no, we're not allowed to get hana from my sinisim. Ha'avoda, harei hein hegdish. They're considered harei hein hegdish alaych. It's considered like hegdish on us. We can only get as much of it as any other aniye yisrael. Now we don't get any extra. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says when he says hegdish, it means hegdish la'aniyim, not hegdish l'shamayim. If it was hegdish l'shamayim, no one would be able to get any hana from it. The Rashi Beitz writes that the girsa was hareim hegdish l'shamayim, and he's mochiach from here that when there's no beis hamikdash, when you make something hegdish, even if you say hegdish l'shamayim, you really mean la'aniyim. But bottom line is he meant it's designated for aniyim. We're not allowed to get hana from such things. Rabbi Yudin Nasiya Gozatani. So Rabbi Yudin Nasiya was Gozer a Tainus. Actually, you see from these stories about the Yisr of getting hana from Meis and Nisim, there are actually tshuvas in Poskim and like Achronim about these shaylas, meaning it's obviously it's a Zos Chanukah shayla about hana from Meis and Nisim. There's a chidah in Machzik Bracha in Or Chaim Sim Tafrei Shayin Zayin in Hilchos Chanukah where he discusses shemen of Neros Chanukah that were left over, meaning there was a little extra oil and there was a bracha in the shemen, and the Balabayis sensed that there was some sort of bracha in this shemen, so he took a little bit of the leftover oil and he filled it. He filled a lot of kelim with shemen, and it continued to produce more and more shemen. Just it became more riboy b'shemen, and like you hear stories like this. And do you say that since the riboy shemen came from that mixas shemen that was there originally, so it should have the same din as that mixas shemen? Because the remaining shemen from your ner chanukah is supposed to be l'sreifa. So he wanted to know. There's a shaylin l'chida. So he wants to know: am I allowed to get hana from all the shemen that was produced from that little shemen that was left over, or do I have have to burn it because it was the Nosar Shemen of Ner Chanukah that the halacha is that you're supposed to burn. So the Chida says that we don't say in such cases that it's also to be Nana from Nais and Nisim and that all the Shemen is Asar Bana because that was only for the person that the Nais was made for. But if it's for other people, meaning you can still find a way to use this Shemen, use it, have other people benefit from the Shemen, not the person who the Nais was done for. And I guess the Raya is from our Sugya that it's for the Aniyim, that if this miracle happened, that all this Reboy happened, that it's for the Aniyim. That's why you find such Lashonos and Achronim, that there's a difference between being Nana from Meisen Nisim, where the Nais is like a Yesh Me'ayin kind of Nais, versus Reboy, that when Reboy comes from a Miut, then maybe that's not considered the same level of Nais that would be an absolute Isser of being Nana from Meisen Nisim. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Gazetani, so the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, who was the son of Rabbi Gamliel, he was not Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, he was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, but he was Nesiya means Hanasi, but just to distinguish them in Shas, we call this one Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. He was Gazer Tani, so he was Gazer Tainus because it hadn't rained. Bayi Rachman, he davened v'lo'asa mitra, and it still didn't rain. Amar kami ikam Shmuel Haramasi liYehuda ben Gamliel. He says, look at the difference between Shmuel Haramasi, Shmuel Hanavi, and me, Yehuda ben Rabbi Gamliel. Because when Shmuel Hanavi wanted it to rain, he was answered right away, even though it was already the harvesting season. The pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Beis, Halok Tzir Chitim Ayom, and then it says, Vayikra Shmuel Hashem Ve'itin Hashem Kolos Umatar Bayom Ahu. That Shmuel calls out and it rains. But I'm here, all of Klal Yisrael needs rain, and I'm davening, and no one's there, and I'm not getting answered. Woe unto a generation where the likes of me are the leaders of the generation. Chalash daite, and he was upset, and he felt inadequate. Va'asamitra. At that moment of hachna'ah, that moment of humility, that's when it rained. Because tefillos are answered typically when a person feels a healthy dose of humility. Debei nesiyah gazertani. So one time the Beis Hanasi was gozertainis. V'lo de'inu Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish, and they didn't let Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish know the day before that they were being gozer atinus. The Bein Nesiyah weren't always the biggest talmidei chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were the biggest talmidei chachamim, so they didn't let them know. Letzafro din, and then the next morning they let them know. Samuel Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Halo kabilna alon meyurta. We weren't mekabel tainus from yesterday, so maybe we shouldn't daven tefilas tainus because that's what the sugya and daf yud beis. If you're not mekabel tainus the previous day, you don't daven tefilas tainus." The Gvura Sari says that was the whole shailus. Only about tefillas tainus, not about the actual fasting, because someone who's not mekabel of tainus is no different than someone who's holich mimakom she'ein mesanim to mimakom she'mesanim. If everyone around you is fasting, so you would still have to fast. Your only shaila is, do you do tefillas tainus? So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan says, anan basrayu garinan. We were assumed to always follow the practices of the Beis Hanasi. So since the Beis Hanasi was gozer tainus and it was mekubal from yesterday, even though we weren't mekabel it because we didn't know about it, we're still Nigrar after the Beis Hanasi. The Ran over here writes in the name of the Ramban that's only in Eretz Yisrael where there is a Nasi and his Gezerah is Mechayev of everybody, where you have that infrastructure, that communal infrastructure where there is this leadership of the community. But in Chutz La'aretz where there is no Nasi, so each one has to be Mekabel Tainus on himself, and therefore it says the Ran in the name of the Ramban, that's why in Chutz La'aretz even when you have a Tainus Tzibur, it doesn't have all the Chumras of the Tainus Tzibur. Right? We've learned in this Masechta that a Tainus Tzibur as all the Chamishi Nuyim and things like that, not in Chutz La'aretz. We don't have such a din of Tainus Tzibur in Chutz La'aretz because there's no Tzibur in Chutz La'aretz. There's no Knesset Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. There are Jewish people, but there's no Tzibur in Chutz La'aretz. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. As other nafkaminas, you have this idea elsewhere when it comes to determining whether to fight a war or not. So the halacha is that you have to ask the Sanhedrin, okay? What if you don't have a Sanhedrin? So how do you determine whether to fight a war or not? So Knesset Yisrael has to decide. So Shechter writes in his second sefer, in Be'ikvei Atzon, that Knesset Yisrael is determined by the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish people in Chutz La'aretz don't get a vote on that. That whether Eretz Yisrael is going to, whether the Medina is going to go and fight a war, that's determined by whether the people feel it's a winnable. The people in Eretz Yisrael feel that it's a winnable war because they're part of the Knesset Yisrael to a greater extent. They have that greater sense of tzibur. The Bein Nesiyah Gazer Tainus of Lo Asa Mitra. The Bein Nesiyah once was Gazer Tainus and it didn't rain. So Tanu Lo Hashaya Ziru Dimin Chavraya. Hoshaya, who was the youngest one in the yeshiva, taught them a brisa. V'haya ime enei ha'eda nas salishkaga. The enei ha'eda are the ziknei ha'eda. They're the ones that light, that are supposed to be guiding lights. So the chacham of that dar sinned. Mashal lekalish bebeis avia. Kol zman sheina yofel zayim kol gufa tshicha b'dika. It's like a kala that if you see she has nice eyes, so you don't need to check anything else. V'leina trutos, but if her eyes are not nice, kol gufa tshicha. Then you need to look at what else might be wrong with her. So the nimshal is that if the Einei Hadar, the leaders of the generation, sinned, then you don't have to be bodek what the regular people do. They're certainly terrible people, meaning they're certainly Rishayim, if the leadership stinks. And Oshaya was teaching them this brisa was being mochiach, that the Beis HaNasi, who are the Einei Ha'eda, are Rishayim. So you don't have to look at what the Pshutei Ha'am are doing. We know that the problem is at the top. The problem is with the leadership, with the Beis HaNasi. Meaning, we often think of Beis HaNasi, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, these are great people. It was a position. So some people that held that position were great, some people that held that position, not as great, right? So sometimes it works out that Rav Shacht always points out about Gaonim, that sometimes people get very excited about this Gaon, that Gaon. There Gaon was a position. There was a yeshiva called Gaon Yaakov, and instead of calling the position Rosh Yeshivas Gaon Yaakov, they would call whoever held that position a Gaon. Sometimes he was a Gaon in learning, he was a genius in learning. Sometimes he was a good fundraiser, not a genius in learning. Sometimes he was both. Sometimes he was neither. You know, there are different, it was a position that people had. So we are also the Bein Nasiya, sometimes weren't so great. So also Avdei, the Avadim of the Bein Nasi, came, Ramalei Sudu B'Tzaveri B'Kam Tzarelei. They wrapped a kerchief around his neck and started bothering him. Amruluhu B'nei Masei, so the people from the city said to the Beis HaNasi, Shafki, leave him alone, Dahanami M'Tzarelan. You think he only spoke bad about you? He's humiliating us also. He said that if the Einei just stink, everybody else stinks too. So he said, we all stink. So given the chazin and the kol milu l'shem shemayim, once they saw that everything he was saying was l'shem shemayim, l'arm le'midi v'shavkin alei, they didn't say anything to us, and we don't say anything to him when we know that he's totally l'shem shemayim. We leave him alone. Atut nami shavku, so you too should leave him alone. Meaning we don't get insulted because we know that it's coming from a pure heart. He's trying to be mochiach us to do the right thing. So you shouldn't get insulted either. Leave him alone. Rebbe goes to tanis of law submitra. Rebbe goes to tanis and it didn't rain. Nafas kamei ilfa. So ilfa started davening for an amud. So Amrilan, some say it wasn't Ilfa, but Rabbi Ilfi. So Amar Mashav Ruach, whoever it was that was davening for an Amud, he said Mashav Ruach v'nosh azika. Immediately the wind blew. Morid Hageshem, and right away v'asam mitro, it started to rain. Amalei Mayul Dech, he said, tell me, how do you get your tefillahs answered like that? What do you do so good? So Amalei Dayarnu b'kusta dechika. I live in a small village where people are very poor, poverty stricken village. Deles bechamr lekiddush v'avdalta. They don't have wine for kiddush and avdala. Tarachna v'asina chamr lekiddush. So I make it my business to make sure that there's always wine for Kiddush and Avdala to be motzi them in their chiyuv, rather than rely on Chamar Medina, which is less than ideal. So I make sure that they have wine for Kiddush and Avdala. Right? It should be a mussar for our generation. Sometimes we're very happy with Chamar Medina, even though we have plenty of wine that we're able to. Right? The whole day that someone asked Ramesha about relying on Chamar Medina, he said, "Where do you live? I don't understand. Where is there no wine available in your whole city that you need to rely on Chamar Medina for Kiddush and Avdala? Yeah, if you have wine." The whole discussion of Chamar Medina only begins if you don't have wine. So Rav Iklalu asked, so Rav went to a certain place, goes to Tainis of Loa Simitrius, goes to the Tainis and it didn't rain. Nachs Kamei Shlich de Tzibura, a certain Chacham started davening for an Amud. Amar Mashav Aruach, Nashav Zika. Amar Marad Hageshem, Asimitra. He was answered instantly. So Amalei, Mayuv Dech, what do you do? Amalei, Mikri Dardikian, Amalami Tinokos, Amakrinu Lebenani, Kamina Atiri. And one of the things that I do unusual is that I treat the children of the poor the same way I treat the children of the rich. V'kol de Loev, Shalei Lo Shekil de Mine Midi, and people who can't afford tuition, I don't take money from them. Basically, Piri Tikavri, and I have a fish tank. V'kalman de Pasha, and any time a child doesn't want to learn, Mashchinde leminayu, I bribe him with some fish. I offer him free sushi. Umesadrinu leminfaisin lei adasi v'kari, and I encourage him with these fish until he comes to want to come and learn. In the Benayo, he says he uses the fish as a prop as well. He does two things. First of all, he bribes them with the fish, and then he says, look, when you take a fish out of water, it dies. Ein mayim el Torah, the Jewish people require Torah, and in that way you encourage them to learn. Rav Nachman goes to Tanis, so by Rachmi v'loas amit, Rav Nachman goes to Tanis, he davened and it didn't rain. So Amar Shaklul the Nachman, he says, Rav Nachman said to the people of the city, take Nachman away, chabut min guru l'ara, throw me from the wall down to the ground. I don't deserve to be here if I can't stand up for you and I can't daven for you. Chalash daite, so he was very humbled, v'asa mitra, and then right away it rained. Rabbah goes to Tanis, so by Rachmi v'loasa mitra. Rabbah goes to Tanis, and he davened, and it didn't rain. So Amar Leva, Rabbi Yehuda, kev goes to Tanis, so he said to Rabbi, you know, when Rabbi Yehuda used to daven for rain, it would rain right away. You're not as good as the last rabbi. So Amar Leva, my Ovid, what do you want me to do? Imishim tenuyei, I don't understand why I'm not as good. You know, if it's about the level of scholarship that's going on, we're doing better than they were in the years where Rabbi Yehuda was in charge. The Bishneider of Yehuda called Tanuye, in the years of Rabbi Yehuda, the entire learning was Benazikin Hava. They only learned Seder Nezikin. They didn't know so much. But their Ikra Limud was only in Seder Nezikin. We learn all six Sedarim of Mishnayis. When Rabbi Yehuda got up to the Mishnayis in Uktzin, where it talks about a woman who cooks or soaks a vegetable in a pot, or the Mishnah Nuktzin that says Zesim Shekavshin B'Tarpein Torin, that if you have olives that are being pickled together with the olive leaves, that the olives are tar, even if a tummy person touches the leaves, meaning normally there's a din of Yadayim, that if there's a stem of an apple that you would lift the apple by, so that's a yad for the apple, so it's considered to be part of the apple. So if a tummy person would touch the yad, it would be bintame the entire apple. Same with the olives and the leaves, that the leaves are like the yadayim of the olives, they're the handle of the olives. So if a tummy person touches the leaves, it's metami the whole olive. But once you pickle it, then the yadayim are not yadayim anymore, because it becomes brittle and it falls off. It's not going to be effective to carry the fruit by the leaf. And that's what the Mishnah says. So Amar Avayis Rav Shmuel Kachazinachi, in review this time, when they would see such a Mishnah, they would say, oh, this is so complicated. These are like the most complicated discussions of Rav and Shmuel. Va'anan, but Rabbah says, in our generation, Kamasin Buktz, in Tlesa Masifta, we have 13 Bate Medrash learning Mesechus Uktzin. You go to Lakewood, they probably literally have 13 Bate Medrash learning Mesechus Uktzin. It's like you walk around the town. Oh, that base Medrash learns this, and that base Medrash learns that. Learning call it Torah Kula in the whole place. So why aren't we Zochet to those kinds of Nisim? So Yilu Rabbi Yehuda, Kevashal, Chad Masana, Asimitra, when Rabbi Yehuda would daven for a miracle, he'd take off one shoe and it would start to rain. And we scream and cry all day, and it doesn't help, and no one seems to be listening. He gives the example of Uksin, because it's the last Masechta, saying that even until the last Masechta. So imishum uvda. So it can be on account of a lack of scholarship that we're not being answered. If it's because of our behavior, if anyone has seen anything that I don't behave properly, let me know. I'll try to fix it. It's obviously not my fault. It's obviously your fault. He says, you know, I'm the leader of the generation. You can't find anything that I do wrong. So you guys must not be worthy. You must be unworthy of having the tefillos answered. So the achronim work on this. Meaning, obviously, trying to give Musar, and obviously there was a contentious relationship between the leader of the community and the community when he says, "Well, not my fault. It's you guys that are lacking." So there's a question whether the gears over here should be that it's Rava or Rabba. If it's Rava, it makes a little more sense because Rava lived in Mechuza, and there are several places in Shas and Shabbos on Beis Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin where the B'nai Mechuzah are not the greatest people in the world. So Rava's commenting on the behavior of the B'nai Mechuzah. Some suggest that it was Rabba, because Rabba, even though the people of his town of Pumbedisa were not bad, but they really didn't like him. The Gemara in Shabbos said that Abaye said to Rabba, "Kagon Mar, the son of Kulu Pumbedisai, Manachem Espeda." That someone like you, who is despised by the entire town of Pumbedisa, what's your hesped going to look like? Who's going to give a hesped for you? So he had some sort of contentious relationship with the people in his town. Okay, Rav Yehuda Chaza Hanu Beitrei Davaka Partzi Berifta. Rav Yehuda saw two men that were not treating bread with the proper respect. They were throwing bread to each other. You're not supposed to throw food in at all. It's disrespectful, particularly when it comes to bread. It's disrespectful to throw bread. That's what Poskim discuss, the minhag that you throw candies at a bar mitzvah boy or at a chassan at an afro for something like that. So question of why that's permissible. So if it's wrapped, we don't throw bread. We'd have to use something candy, preferably a soft candy, something like that. So then it's not such a problem. But over here they were throwing bread, and that was disrespectful. It's against the halacha. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun says you're not allowed to do it. Somer Shmamina Ika Sava Bealma says they're treating bread with such zilzul. It must be that they have so much food. So Yaveine Vavakafna. So he gave an ayin hara, and then right away there was famine. Some of the Rabban Rav Kan Breder of Nechunya Shame. So they told Rav Kan Breder of Nechunya his shamish, the shamish of Rav Yuda, Mar Dushchia Kame. You're always around Rav Yuda. Now Asi Delevi Pisco the Samach Lashuka. Maybe when you walk him to yeshiva, walk him through the market. You know, take him in the route that's going to go past the market. So we'll see what he just did. He'll see the kind of famine that there is, the kind of starving that there is. So Asya, so he led him in that direction. Nafuk Lashuka, and he went out to the market. Chazak Kenufya, and he saw a gathering of people. Amalu, my hi, what's everyone gathering together for? Amalu, akuspa detamri kaimi to come as dabin. Someone's selling a package of dates. So we're all gathering together to see who the highest bidder is going to be able to secure this package of dates. Amr Shmami no kafra bialmi says, wow, people must be starving. Amalu, l'shame, he said to his shame, shlofli masani, take off my shoes so I could daven. So shalofli chad masan levasa mitra. As soon as he took off one shoe, it started to rain. Kimata l'mishl fachrina, when he was about to take off the second shoe, asa Eliyahu Amar Le, Eliyahu Anavi came to him and told him, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishlaf Tachrina Machriv Nalialma. If you take off the other shoe, then I'm going to destroy the whole world. I mean, it's going to rain so much that it's going to flood out the whole world. You don't want another Choni Amagel story? Just leave the second shoe on, and we'll be satisfied with the amount of rain that you have. Then the Hemshech Lemaisa was that it began to be times of Sova. They had food. So Amar Rav Mari, brother of Shmuel, Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, said, Rashi in Brachos Daf Tezayin explains that odd name, because the daughter of Shmuel was held captive by Nachrim, and she was the Nachrim took advantage of her, and the Nachri in particular, his name was Iser, and then he was Megayer, and Rav Mari was born from that. But Rav Mari was Haraso Shalom B'Kedusha Leidasa B'Kedusha, so we call him by his mother, the Brad de Bas Shmuel, rather than calling him by his father, who was a Nachri at the time of his conception. But he says, Ana Avakim Na Gudu Dinar Papa, I was standing by the riverbank of Nahar Papa. I saw angels that were looking like sailors. The Kamaisi Chalamalula Arbi, they were filling up the boat with sand. Vavakimcha Dismida, and then they would take it off the boat, and it wasn't sand anymore. It was a fine flour. Also, Kalyanulam is whenever we wanted to go buy from them, because now there was food. Amrulu Mehalo Tizbanun, don't buy from them. To Maisanisimu, because that's Maisanisim, and you're not supposed to get Hana'a from Maisanisim. The Machra Asin Arbi Dechiti to Parzina, and the next day a boat came with actual wheat that was from a place called Parzina. Zina, and they didn't have to be Nana from Maisa Nisim. Rava Iklal Agronia. Rava went to Agronia. Gozer Tanis of Los Amitri. Gozer Tainis, and it didn't rain. So Amar Luhu, Bisu Kule Alma Bitana Saichu. Everyone should go to sleep tonight while still fasting. Lemachar Amar Luhu, the next day he said that, Miika Dechazel Chalma Lema. If anyone saw an unusual dream, tell me. So Amar Luhu Rabbi Lozame Agronia, Ledidi Akarin Bechalmi. I saw that they were reading to me in the dream the following. Shalom Tov, Lerav Tov, Meribon Tov, Dimituve Meitiv La Ame. A lot of tov going on in my dream. So Amar Shemamina Eis Ratzoni. Must be a time that's appropriate to daven. By Rachmi, we should daven. By Rachmi, Vasi Mitra. So they davened, and then it rained. Another story. Yahu Gavr de Chayv Nigda de Beidina de Rava Mishum de Baal Kutis. There was a guy that was Chayv Malkus in the Beizin of Rava because he was Boel Akutis. The Rambam writes in the Hilchsi Sur Bia that if he's Boel Akutis Bemezid, he's Chayv Malkus Midaraisa. If he's Boel Akutis Bederach Nisuin, he's Chayv Malkus Daraisa. If it's just Derach Znus, he's Chayv Makas Mardus. Nagde Rava Umis. So Rava gave him Malkus, and the guy died from the Malkus. He misassessed how much he can handle. Ishtama Bilsa Beishavar Malka. The Beishavar Malka heard about this. Boilitz really Rava. They wanted to punish Rava for manslaughter. So Amalei, Ifra Hormuz, Amy Dishvar Malka, Lebra, the mother of the king, said to her son, Lola Havila Chesik Dvaram Bada Yudai. You do not want to start up with the Jewish people. Dekoma Dabayin Mimarayu Yavlu. Because whatever they ask from their God, he gives it to them. Amrullah, so Shavar Malka said to his mother, Maihi, what have you seen that has so impressed you with them? So Bain Rachmi Vasimitra, she says, well, when they daven, it rains. They control the weather. So Amrullah, the son said, Hahu Mishum Dezimna Dimitrahu. No, they daven in the rainy season and it rains. Shkayach, you know, let's see him daven. Let's see him daven in the middle of summer and let it rain. So Shalchel the Rava, if Urm has sent the message to Rava, Kaveh Da'atechu Bayi Rachmi, daven now to Leisei Mitra that it should rain. Bayi Rachmi V'lo Asei Mitra, daven and it didn't rain. Amar Lefanav, so Rava said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Elokim Ba'azeinu Shamanu Avaseinu Sipur Lanu Pal Pal Tal Bimei Mei Kedem. Our forefathers have told us that you did all sorts of miracles. Vanu Beinenu Lo Reinu, we haven't seen this with our own eyes. So then Asei Mitra, then it began to rain. Ad Shavach Marzvi Dispuri L'Diglas, until there was an overflow of the river. Asa Avua, so Rava's father came as Chazalei B'chalmi, he appeared to him in a dream. Amalei, Mika, Dimitra, Kami, Shemaya, Kulei, Hai, why are you matriach the Ribbono Shel Olam so much? Amalei, he said, Shanei Duchtech. So his father told him, you better change your spot where you're sleeping tonight, because it's not good for you up here that you were matriach the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shani Duchtech, so he slept in a different spot. L'machar Ashkei Demirsham Purye B'sakine. The next day, there were knives all over his bed, so he would have been stabbed to death that night had it not been for the fact that he changed his location. Rav Papa goes to Tanis of Laos and Mitra. Rav Papa goes there to Tanis and it didn't rain. Chalash Libe, and he was weak from fasting. So Sarav Pinko de Daisa. So he swallowed a spoonful of Daisa, of porridge. Ubay Rachmi, and then he davened. For Laos and Mitra, it still didn't rain. Suddenly Rav Nachman Baruch Piste, Rav Nachman, who was a guest in his house, said to him, Yisarav Mar Pinka Achriti de Daisa as Mitra. Maybe if you have another spoon of oatmeal, it will rain. So Ichsef, Rav Papa was embarrassed. V'chalash Daite, and he was very humbled by because Rav Nachman upset him. So Asamitra. So then it began to rain. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that he dafka wanted to embarrass him because when he's sovel from bizyonos, when he suffers from bizyonos, that's going to cause it that his tefillah will be answered. Or it could be that he didn't intend to embarrass him at all. He was just telling him maybe you should gather a little bit of strength before you daven. But he felt embarrassed, and because he felt embarrassed, that means he was humbled, and because he was humbled, he was able to make it rain. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the 8 stories of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Everyone have a wonderful day.